What's happening locally? The news.
Well, it does seem to have come round rather quickly this week, but it is time for us to take our last look at some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama. The single dialogue table for Panama continued on Thursday. The debate on the issue of energy after reaching 15 consensuses and 3 dissents on Wednesday night. A low and fair price of electricity, coverage throughout the country, quality of supply, compensation for damage or loss of products or merchandise due to the malfunction of the electrical system, verification and public transparency of compliance with contracts and control of the concessionaire companies, part of the topics that are being debated. The profit margins of the distribution companies is another point that is on the table. Also reduce the cost by 45% per kilowatt for all Panamanians. The representatives of the unions have raised at the table that the reduction in the cost of energy should not be related to subsidies. During Thursday's proposals and counter-proposals, they're now being presented to what was continuing on, worked on from Wednesday. The containment of spending and the austerity policy have not knocked on the doors of the National Assembly, a body that is controlled by the ruling Democratic Revolutionary Party, the PRD. Proof of this is that it intends to increase its budget in 2023, despite citizen complaints about the waste of state resources, and just a few days after the country came to a standstill due to protests over high costs of living and mistrust in institutions. According to the bill for the general budget of the state presented last week before the plenary session of the legislature by the Minister of Economy and Finance, Hector Alexander, the Assembly, chaired by Deputy Crispiano Adames, intends to work with $150 million next year. Of that total, $138,344,625 would be for operations, which includes the opaque forms of the deputies, travel, per diem, car rental and other benefits that the deputies enjoy. For investment, there will be $11,655,375 budgeted. The aspiration of the deputies represents 4% more in relation to the approved budget for 2022, which was $143,955,516. $135,021,124 for operation and $8,934,392 for investment. In other words, the legislature would have $6,044,484 more. While companies of the Martinelli Group are being investigated by the General Directorate of Revenue, the DGI, La Prensa has had access to an alleged voluntary and sworn statement from the accounting manager of the Martinelli Group companies, as well as intelligence documents from the FBI in possession of the government. That points in the direction of alleged tax evasion operations, especially of Importadora Ricma S.A., known as Irisa, owner of the Super 99 chain. For weeks, the DGI has been investigating companies of the conglomerate, sometimes or something rather that former President Ricardo Martinelli describes as political persecution. But the accounting manager of the conglomerate, Marcelino Valesquez, would have described voluntarily and under oath what he described as activities that sought, quote, tax evasion, unquote. Furthermore, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the FBI, suggests financial schemes of a similar ilk. Former President Martinelli and the company's accountant allege that the statement is false. The accounting manager of the conglomerate, who for days refused to acknowledge his signature on the document that La Prensa sent to him, went from not remembering the statement to standing that he had not given any voluntary sworn statement, nor do I acknowledge in any way neither the content nor the signature, any image that you refer to me. However, there are witnesses who attest to the statement. Valesquez would have been precise in describing activities for example, at Importadora Ricmar to evade taxes, something that Martinelli categorically rejects. Valesquez, who currently works for the Martinelli companies, would have said in that statement that between approximately 1999 and 2014, a series of irregular events took place aimed at tax evasion. The Prensa gained access to a document in the possession of the Panamanian government, which was dated May of this year, in which the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the FBI, informs local authorities of a possible crime of tax evasion. The letter describes operations through which the family of former President Ricardo Martinelli, including his wife and children, would benefit from irregular financial arrangements through ERISA. Now, according to the FBI, the irregular operations consist of loans made by the Martinelli family in favour of ERISA in order to charge interest above what the local market pays. The loans would be reflected in the company's accounting books, despite the fact that it was the capacity to contract loans in the local market with better conditions, that is, with less onerous interest. The letter also indicates that the Martinelli family, whose members are the main shareholders of the company, denies such loans. According to the FBI, ERISA would pay interest on the alleged loans taxed under interest income rather than identifying them as dividend payments. The alleged debt of the Martinelli family with ERISA would be about $30 million. According to the FBI, which would result in the distribution of millions of dollars a year to the members of this family, it stresses. Now, according to the FBI document, ERISA and companies linked to it hire people who work for the Martinelli family, but whose work does not seem to be related to the commercial activities of Importadora Ricmar S.A. The FBI cites, for example, the salary of the captain of the yacht of former President Martinelli, whose salary is paid by ERISA, or salaries of gardeners and drivers, indicates the letter. These payments, it adds, could result in a concealment for ERISA's shareholders. There are 15 people interested in being on the list of three candidates for free candidacy for Mayor of Panama. The three that obtain the most signatures will compete for the position with the figures of the political parties in the general elections of 2024. Some of the applicants are already familiar faces, either because of their exposure in the media or because of their political experience. For now, four of the 15 applicants have a firm candidacy. This is Ivan Blesser, a long-standing businessman and politician who tried to form the Union Nacional Independiente, the UNI party, which in 21 did not obtain the necessary signatures in the corresponding time, for which it was closed then by the Tribunal Electoral. In that group is also the current independent deputy, Edison Brosse, as well as Luis Casis, the former candidate for the vice presidency of the Republic in 2019 for the alliance, a change to a Woyken, that made up Cambio Democratico and the Alianza Party. Luis Pinedo, from the Citizen Consultation Movement, is also in the running. The administrator for the Authority for Consumer Protection and Defense of Competition, ACODECO, Jorge Quintero, reported on Thursday that the entity's personnel are verifying the economic agents so that the economic agents comply with the provisions of the decrees issued by the executive on the basic family food basket. Now, Quintero explained that compliance with decrees 16 and 17 of the 26th of July of this year will be verified at the national level, in which price control and price caps of some 72 products are established, and which entered into force last Monday, the 1st of August. He explained that over the weekend they were working on the informative part with the businesses regarding the methodology of the application of the decrees. We hope that they are complying, the ACODECO official will request the purchase invoice, make a calculation and determine that the product is not above the marketing margin, either 20 or 15%, as the case may be, said Quintero. The Institute of National Aqueducts and Sewers, IDAN, reported on the afternoon of this Thursday that the Federico Guardia Conte water treatment plant in Chilibre decreased its operations and sectors of the districts of Panama and San Miguelito were affected regarding the potable water supply. The entity highlighted that the Chalibri plant decreased its operations due to an electrical fluctuation reported by the electrical company ENSA, and that technical personnel are working on restarting the system and the service. The Edan informed that the system will be restored little by little, but as of around 5 p.m. yesterday, the water treatment plant was operating at 60%. And that's it. There we go. There's our look. Those are some of those things that are relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama, compiled for you this morning on The Breakfast Show.